This week, President Trump signed an executive order ratcheting up sanctions against Nicolas Maduro's government in Venezuela. On Tuesday, National Security Advisor John Bolton was at a summit in Lima, Peru, where he explained that the goal was to put even more pressure on Maduro's regime, which so far has resisted the United States' attempts to force him from power.
Basically, one way to summarize this to a business, for example, is do you want to do business in Venezuela? Or do you want to do business with the United States?
Meanwhile, the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela is getting worse, with the United Nations estimating that 5.3 million Venezuelan refugees will have left the country by the end of this year. Joining me now from Caracas is Brian Ellsworth, Venezuela Bureau Chief for Reuters. Brian, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So, Brian, why now? Why did the U.S. decide to take this action this week?
Well, we don't know exactly what policymakers are thinking in Washington, but our best guess is they see that Venezuela is slipping a little bit off the radar screen. The narrative that we had in January seemed things were moving quickly and that Maduro would not last for very long. Now we have an opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who has declared himself to be a parallel president. The situation has gone on since January. And Maduro does not appear to be leaving. And our guess is that American consciousness is drifting towards other things. We see North Korea and Iran coming back on the radar screen. And this is the sort of announcement that can help put this back into the limelight.
Explain to us briefly what the U.S. sanctions would do. We just heard John Bolton say for the business community, they have a choice to do business in Venezuela or with the United States. What does that mean? Can you drill down on that for us?
Sure. So it's important to clarify that this is not a Cuba-style trade embargo for the simple reason that a trade embargo would block any business with any citizen or company in Venezuela. This is a prohibition on operations or transactions with the government of Venezuela, which means that private sector is still on the table. Part of what's happening is that they are announcing an incremental change, but a lot of this has been going on for much of the year. There was a very broad sanctions package in January. So a lot of the impact from the sanctions program has probably already taken place.
The refugee crisis in Venezuela has continued to grow with already more than 5 million Venezuelans having left the country. How are the Venezuelan people holding up under the current U.S. sanctions?
Well, the economy has been in crisis for quite a while. I think most would agree that it's not caused by the sanctions, but most would also agree that the sanctions have worsened the situation. It's hard to know exactly what the impact of the sanctions has been versus what the impact of basically a dysfunctional economic system. The reaction that a lot of Venezuelans have, as you obviously reference, is they're leaving. So now we're seeing people streaming across the border and heading into South America principally. Those who can live off remittances, people have been doing that for a while, but things are also getting more expensive even in hard currency. So a lot of people are simply not making do. If they're not leaving, then they're struggling to get the basic calories that they would need to complete a full diet.
The United States has backed the opposition party leader, Juan Guaido, whose movement essentially stalled. Their goal is to get Maduro out of office. How effective will these new sanctions be in putting pressure to get Maduro out of government?
So it's difficult to know exactly how the sanctions will have an effect. One of the things that they're talking about now is that they now reserve the right to go after other countries for doing business with Venezuela, which is to say, normally sanctions would prevent U.S. citizens from these kinds of business arrangements. They are now trying to say that they will apply financial penalties to companies and other countries. This is the kind of thing that's very controversial because these are U.S. laws and U.S. policies, and to apply them to countries like Spain or India, whose companies are involved in the Venezuelan oil trade, tends to create a lot of diplomatic problems for the simple reason that countries feel like they're being bullied into following somebody else's laws. So they can do this, and the United States has a significant muscle to do so. But this does come at a cost, which is that whatever conversations you're having with these countries would suddenly be taken over by this discussion of Venezuela if you're trying to block a significant portion of India's oil supplies that come from Venezuela. The sanctions experts that I've spoken with say there's not a lot of clear evidence that this is going to change the situation or at least get the desired result they want, which is for Maduro to be gone.
Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido had been in talks, at least amongst themselves. Would that indicate any movement towards a political resolution outside of what the United States is trying to do here?
They've been in negotiations, in discussions in Barbados for a little over a month now, and there's not clear sign that they are reaching a solution. Both sides are pretty well dug into their positions, so a compromise there would basically require one of these two parties to abandon what they kind of consider to be basic conditions. So Maduro is not shown any willingness to step down or to create a power-sharing government, and Guaido's camp does not appear willing to have anything other than Maduro's resignation. It's not obvious what they could really negotiate.
Brian, in your experience or in your view, is this potentially a precursor to military involvement by the United States should these sanctions not have the desired effect that Bolton and company are expecting them to have?
If I were to look at previous major military involvement, would obviously be the war in Iraq. That was fundamentally based on what ultimately turned out to be a false pretext of a national security concern. There have been some attempts by policymakers in Washington to make Venezuela look like a national security concern. I don't think Americans of any political persuasion are very convinced by that. A, I don't think it is, and B, I just don't think there is the frenzy being created the way we had in the run-up to the war in Iraq. That doesn't, of course, mean that they won't do something like this, and airstrikes and the like have been common in places like Syria and Libya. I don't immediately see that on the table other than very loud saber rattling.
Brian Ellsworth is the Venezuela Bureau Chief for Reuters. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you.